Joining us to talk about movies and the business of entertainment is Russ Collins, the executive director of the Michigan Theater. Good morning, Russ.
Good morning. Well, good. And good to be on the air with you, Bob.
Likewise. Thanks.
We're the early part of Cinema Chat is going to be a 12 Years a Slave report.
Okay.
This acclaimed independent film that came out, directed by Steve McQueen, adapted from a autobiography by Solomon Northrup about this freed black man in the 1840s who was kidnapped and put into slavery for 12 years, has received a lot of acclaim. And it's actually going to return to theaters on January 17th, which is the day after the nominations for the Oscars.
Right.
But before those nominations are out, the black film critics named 12 Years a Slave as their best picture. They also recognized Tyler Perry as an industry pioneer. The wonderful Fruitvale Station, which didn't get as much exposure as it needed to get. The director, Ryan Cogler, is a very talented young man, just graduated from USC. In fact, he started this film before he graduated, I believe. But if you haven't seen Fruitvale Station, check it out on Netflix or wherever you can get it. It is a very, very good film. But again, the best picture from the Black Film Critics Circle was 12 Years a Slave. Best director, Steve McQueen from 12 Years a Slave. Best actor, Chiwetel Ejiofor, who was in 12 Years a Slave. Now, Chiwetel Ejiofor also is known. He's the guy in the Christmas film it just went right out of my head.
Sorry.
So we'll just come back to that or just leave it alone. Brie Larson, in a really great performance in a film called Short Term 12, which we played briefly at the Michigan Theater. Jared Leto, Dallas Buyers Club, is a Best Supporting Actor and the Best Supporting Actress, is Lupita Nyong'o from 12 Years a Slave. So anyway, great stuff to go check out. And the Golden Globe nominations came out. They're actually going to be given away on January 12th before the Oscar nominations came out.
Sure.
But there were Robert Redford was included as a Best Actor nominee, which he was excluded from the Screen Actors Guild nominations, which was a bit of a surprise. But 12 Years a Slave was one of the nominations for Best Dramas. Now, the Golden Globe split the films into dramas and musicals and comedies. And the dramas were 12 Years a Slave, Captain Phillips, Gravity, Philomena, and Rush. Philomena currently is playing in town. And American Hustle led the nominations for Best Comedy or Musical. In addition to that is Inside Llewyn Davis, Nebraska, and The Wolf of Wall Street. Nebraska is currently playing Wolf of Wall Street, opens on Christmas Day. And Inside Llewyn Davis probably won't open here until until January 10th.
Okay.
So we can look forward to that. The Golden Globes will be given away, as we said, on January the 12th. Tina Fey and Amy Poehler will be hosting that. And Chiwetel Ejiofor is in Love Actually. That's
go.
The
okay.
movie,
<All right. laughs>
which is a surprise to a lot of people. Coming up this week, there's a lot of films opening up, but there's one special screening that I want to talk about, and it's at the Michigan Theater. I'm ashamed to admit, but actually I'm not. It's on Sunday, the 22nd, this coming Sunday at 1:30. It's a free screening, and it's the screening of It's a Wonderful Life, the holiday classic. And we're going to have, from the movie, one of the stars of the film, who's known locally as Jenny Moss, at the time when she was a Hollywood starlet with a studio contract. She was known as Virginia Patton, and she stars as Jimmy Stewart's sister-in-law.
Right.
In the film. And so Jimmy Stewart is the lead character. He's kind of the opposite of Scrooge. He's a good man, but he still has a crisis of the soul.
Sure.
Scrooge has a crisis of the soul, but he's a bad guy. So it just goes to show you, anyone can have a crisis of the soul. he has a brother who's a World War II hero, and Jimmy Stewart had thought he was going to do great things and get out there in the world and travel and do wonderful things. And he ended up not being able to be in the war because he was deaf in one ear.
Yep,
his
yep.
brother becomes a big hero, and he comes back to town with this beautiful young wife who's played by Virginia Patton. And she worked with Frank Capra, has a very interesting background, and she's going to tell us about Frank Capra. She's going to talk about her career in Hollywood. So come on Sunday the 22nd, 1:30, a free screening with this interview that I'm doing with Ginny Moss before the film starts.
I was really excited about this because I heard a special guest appearance. I'm like, oh, that's great. Santa Claus is going to be there. Cool.
Right.
But this is awesome. Somebody from the movie is going to be there. So that's great.
Absolutely. She's the only person, the only woman that got a contract with Frank Capra Studios, Liberty Studios, that he set up right about the time that It's a Wonderful Life was made. Also opening at the Michigan Theater on Friday is Saving Mr. Banks, which, you know, I'm not a big fan of the musical Sound of Music. A lot of people like that musical, but I love Mary Poppins. Okay. I think it's a great, great film. It's a lot of fun. And this is about the making of or convincing the author of the original British nanny stories, P.L. Travers, that she should have her film turned into a movie. And Tom Hanks plays Walt Disney, who is desperately trying to convince her that they are the right people to turn this into a movie. She was a pain all the way from beginning to end, and she's played wonderfully by Emma Thompson, who's getting a lot of acknowledgments and nominations for Best Actress Award. Tom Hanks is also getting a lot of credit. And the reviews on this are, they're 83% positive. They're very good. Aggressively likable and sentimental to a fault, Saving Mr. Banks pays tribute to the Disney legacy with excellent performances and sweet, high-spirited charms. The New York Times likes it. The Toronto Star likes it. Entertainment Weekly likes it. Newsday likes it. NPR, Ella Taylor, likes it.
Okay.
Saving Mr. Banks is just the right kind of holiday film. It's got it's fun. It's about a fun film. It's got a little bit of edge to it. And Emma Thompson plays a not very likable character who finally agrees that, you can turn my movie, my stories into a movie.
Okay.
American Hustle is also a film that's getting a tremendous amount of buzz right now for Academy Awards. It's opening on Friday at the State Theater and other theaters around. And it stars Christian Bale and Amy Adams and Bradley Cooper, directed by David O. Russell, and it's a wonderful comedy that's set in the 1970s in New Jersey, New York. It's just flat out fun. It's an exhilarating comedy. It's about these mobster and mobster wannabes that play together and fight together. Again, 94% positive reviews, riotously funny, impeccably cast. American Hustle compensates for its flaws, and it has to do with just the amount of stuff that goes on. Those are the flaws. With unbridled energy and some of David O. Russell's most irrepressibly vibrant direction. So American Hustle is definitely worth checking out. Opening on Christmas Day is The Wolf of Wall Street. This is Martin Scorsese's new film with Leonardo DiCaprio about the creation of a very successful Wall Street firm that Leonardo DiCaprio heads up as a young man. 92% positive reviews so far. Funny, self-referential, irreverent to a fault. Mm-hmm. The Wolf of Wall Street finds Martin Scorsese and Leonardo DiCaprio at their most infectiously dynamic. Spike Jonze has a new film out that's gotten a lot of praise, and Joaquin Phoenix plays this guy who sets up this is set just a little bit in the future, and he sets up this new operating system that has this, that really kind of takes care of him. It's not just on your computer, it's around your house. It's kind of like a Super Siri if you have an Apple phone.
Mm-hmm.
And he actually falls in love with this voice, who's voiced by Scarlett Johansson.
Can't blame him.
But obviously it's not real. The reviews on this are sweet, soulful, smart. Spike Jonze uses his just barely sci-fi scenario to impart wryly funny wisdom about the state of modern human relationships. So I'm really looking forward to that film.
Okay.
And then I'm sure that you're looking forward to Anchorman 2, The Legend Continues.
Not a huge fan.
But that's the comedy coming out. Walking with Dinosaurs 3D. 3D, not very good reviews on that, but it's the family piece. 47 Ronin, no reviews. It's a Keanu Reeves film. And The Secret Life of Walter Mitty, which is based on the James Thurber classic story, not 42% positive reviews. Ben Stiller stars in and directs that. And then Grudge Match stars Sylvester Stallone and Robert De Niro. There's a lot to see over the holiday weekend here, so go check it out.
All right, Russ, thanks for joining us for a Cinema Chat here on 89.1 WEMU.
Time for Bollywood.